Hello, Broomers. I know there's been a wee bit of time since our last minisode, and I'm sorry it's not a favorite familiars one, but it's still something that I find fascinating. In our last full episode, we're behind. Second to last full episode.
There you go.
Look, we've been a bit busy. All right.
What is time?
Some of us have chronic fatigue, okay? So, anyway, in our second to last full episode, we covered the second episode of the miniseries from 2000, The Tenth Kingdom, wherein the heroes come across a band of trappers with a fortune-telling, curse-laying matriarch. The trappers trap magic birds to sell to wealthy purchasers who will break their wings and eat them in hopes of obtaining their magic. This show refers to this group of trappers as gypsies. Now, we both know that there are many people who perceive this term as a racist slur, and we know that there is so much about the Roma people that we don't know. And people, and, you know, myself including, I know I've myself have been immensely intrigued. So I promised to do some research. By the way, Roma is the term we'll be using through this minisode, except for maybe Roma, Romani, or Romani, whatever. except for when we're quoting a source or explaining the origin of the term. First off, I'd like to credit my sources and give a big thanks to my boss, Craig. He majored in European history in grad school and is a font of really fascinating historical tidbits. I consulted him before I consulted the web, and he did not let me down. he used to be a professor, so I find that there's so many things, even not European history, that he just I put together this, if I may say so, really awesome trivia for Halloween and horror and scary stuff trivia. And I purposely didn't put much European history in there. And I thought aha, this is going to be a good, fair game. And he's not going to own it. This, he fucking owned it. And I was God damn it. God damn it, Craig. But anyway, he helped immensely. And I also found some great sources of information, including opensocietyfoundations.org. They have a great video on YouTube. The European Roma Rights Center. You could see their website at errc.org. The Health and Human Rights Journal. You can find them at hhrjournal.org. The YouTube channel Chronicles of India, livescience.com, and the Roma activist, grassroots coordinator, community organizer, Niku Dumitru. He's immensely helpful. And he's just a really interesting guy, too, just as an aside. So let's get into it. As Craig warned me, the resources are kind of weak for even historians, since the Roma didn't have a lot of written records. So I'll give that little caveat in the beginning here. Now, the term gypsy came from people believing that the Roma were from Egypt. However, linguistic and genetic research have shown that they were originally from northern India and traveled toward Europe sometime between the 10th and 11th centuries. It was in the 11th century that they traveled through Persia and Armenia to the Byzantine Empire. After the Byzantines, am I saying that right, Jane?
Yes, you said empire right.
Oh, thank you. You're welcome. I was so worried. Oh, God, it gets me every time. I'm like, vampire. Before the Byzantine vampire.
By the way, I'm just here to provide commentary and clearly correct pronunciation, which I don't know why you're having correct pronunciation, because half the time I can't speak.
Dude, like, I failed history so hard. This took so much research.
I'm one of those people who read it, but nobody was there behind me saying like, oh, and this is how you pronounce it. So,
yeah, right. Yeah, that's true. But yeah, this is the kind of stuff that just fascinates me. Like the lesser told stories and please, I would also like to say before we really get into this, if you did not know that some people see the term gypsy as a slur, or you didn't know that the term gyp is a racial slur meant towards gypsies, stuff like that. If you didn't know that, like, okay, I'm going to show how fucking stupid I am. Till maybe mid-20s maybe. I didn't know that the gypsies were a people. Like, I only knew of gypsies, sorry for the term, but I thought of them as like, you know, fortune tellers and, well, you know, like the stereotype, like they're going to lay a curse on you from all the fairy tales. And, like a lot of people think that way. And the more I found, the more I was surprised. And there are so many movies out there that keep the stereotype going. And like so many stories in general. And, you know, it's I don't know, like I'm trying not to be too hard on the writers for 10th Kingdom. But, you know, the best thing to do is just learn and move forward. So that's what we're doing. And this is not to shame anybody, except for, you know, some of the assholes from history, but not to shame anybody currently, unless you are aware that this stuff is racist and you keep doing it for funsies. Yeah, then you're probably an asshole. So
I was going to say, some of the assholes from history deserve a stronger word than assholes, considering some of the shit they did.
Yeah.
I know one particular moment in history where I think assholes is a very soft term.
And I'm also going to say, as a caveat, this is it's really dark. Goddamn sad, you guys. It's dark. Researching this for so many hours and days, I had to take breaks here and there because it was just like staring off into the nether and just like, oh God, the world is so sad and horrible and dark and I hate everybody. It was just, it gets really goddamn dark. So heads up. If you're looking for puppies, rainbows, lollipops, all sorts of silly stuff.
The fourth episode of the 10th Kingdom.
Yeah. I think we're all going to need to watch some like cat videos after this. Like, some videos of cat kittens and puppies being friends and cuddling. Because like I know I need aftercare after this. So huge heads up there. Okay.
I'm not going to make it better with what I'm following right now while you're introducing. So
it's election night, y'all.
Jane's invested.
Yeah. So it was in the 11th century that they traveled through Persia and Armenia to the Byzantine Empire. And after the Byzantines were conquered by the Ottomans, the Roma traveled west, eventually settling in Romania. Three centuries later, it was in Romania that they were enslaved for 500 years. Nicu Dimitru describes three types of slaves during this time. He says there were state-owned slaves, private-owned slaves, and church-owned slaves, which was the biggest portion, as half of Romania was owned by the church. There were many settlements for Roma slaves around the cities, and there are still some standing there today. The Romani in England were, while not being enslaved, were not very welcome either. In 1531, the Parliament of England passed an act called the Egyptians Act 1530, which referred to the Roma people as, quote, outlandish people calling themselves Egyptians, end quote. This act accused the Roma of using devious, crafty means to deceive people and of thievery. It prohibited any more of the Roma people from entering England and declared that all who were already living in England must leave within the next 16 days. Anything the law believed to be stolen by them would be returned to the alleged owners, and those who still entered England or didn't have or didn't leave within that 16-day window would have all their properties taken and given to either the sovereign, the justice of the peace, or any arresting officer could just keep them himself. So, yeah, that was nice. imagine like the HOA saying, you know, like, hey, you're a thief. You got to move out. And you don't move out. And you're like, hey, no, I bought this goddamn house. And next thing you know, the police are coming and kicking you out by force and divvying up your property between themselves. Like, it's pretty much the same goddamn thing.
A part of me is like, yeah, let me talk to you about the seizures that police sometimes do today to certain groups of people still.
And the HOA is just as evil.
I was going to say, it's like the HOA is just evil. Could have just ended that sentence. By the way, how I deal with really depressing shit is that I try to make jokes to lighten the mood, and underneath, yes, I'm crying.
Yeah, that's me too. We're going to get really awkward because I don't know how to deal with emotions. Yeah, there's going to be a lot of awkward joking here, and I'm sorry for it.
It's not we're laughing at the horrible situation. It's just, it's really uncomfortable, and this is how we deal with stuff. So,
exactly. It's so, we're making it more uncomfortable so we don't cry. So, stick with us, please.
Or we don't go and commit mass killings. And there's that. Revenge killings, yeah. I'm going to be quiet about anymore. This one now. Yeah.
What? Donnie, redact that. So we're back. Apparently, this act wasn't as effective as they had hoped, because 24 years later, Mary I passed another act, the Egyptians Act, 1554. This act claimed that the Roma people, or Egyptians, as they were referred to, employed, quote, devilish and naughty practices and devices, end quote. Naughty. Just love saying that. Anyway, however,
you think you're channeling a Monty Python character right now.
Naughty, naughty, naughty zoo.
Thank you. Yes. That. I was like, where are you going with this?
We shall all have spankings. However, this act did not proclaim that they had to leave. Instead, it allowed the Roma to stay as long as they remained sedentary instead of traveling. So using the actual words of the act, they must cease their, quote unquote, naughty, idle, and ungodly life and company. So that's fun. Then in Spain, where the Roma created and shared flamenco dancing, yay, they were so grateful that they turned around and forced them into labor camps in what's been referred to as the Great Roundup on July 30th, 1749. Soon after that, starting in 1758, the Habsburg monarchy, which ruled over Central Europe, including Austria, Hungary, and Bohemia, put forth a series of decrees that aim to integrate the Roma and to stop their nomadic ways. Now, as I said, this is a four-parter, so stick with me here. The first decree in 1758 said that they were forced to stop their nomadic ways and to settle in one place. They were denied the right to own horses or wagons, required to request permission in order to leave, and forced to give some of their crops to the crown as tribute. Now, all of these things were meant to keep them sedentary in one place, because you can't grow crops if you're constantly on the move, and you can't be on the move without a horse and wagon, or apparently required permission. Now, the second decree in 1761 said that the term commonly used for Roma, quote unquote, Zigani, was to be replaced with the term new citizen, farmer, or settler. So now they're basically playing mind games, and by changing the language, changing the people's mindset, it's like newspeak. Think like right to work state or pro-life. It's pro-life. It's a good thing, right? Like, it's a right to work state, not a right to work for less state. But also with this decree, all Roma men over 16 years old were either forced to be recruited in the military or to learn a new trade. And with the third decree in 1767, so we are now, quick math, 9 years after the first decree, all Roma became subjects of the local jurisdiction and were required to register with the local authorities. So yet another tether to tie them down. Then finally, with the fourth decree in 1773, so now we're looking at 25 years after, no, 15 years. I can math. Believe it or not, I enjoy maths.
I'm sitting here thinking, like, I'm going to let her figure this out now.
It's been a long day, y'all. Like, I have a full-time job. It's a weekday at 10:51 p.m. So, anywho, I'm a little slap happy, I think. The fourth decree in 1773 was the most devastating of all the decrees. Roma people were forbidden to marry one another. If a Roma person wanted to get married, they were required to get permission from the local authorities and were still... it's another one of those things. All Roma children were to be taken from their families and given to Hungarian farmers who would impose a Christian upbringing. In case you're thinking, wow, Europe sure was evil and racist in the 18th century, this is basically the same sort of reprogramming that Native American children had to endure in America and in Canada up to the 1960s.
I was about to say, it's like, I feel like it's mirroring something that's happening at the exact same time right now.
Yeah. Like, my big note in here is it's in proper case. It's everyone and everything is awful. Everything. So, in fact, there are countless reports of Roma children being ripped from their families and Romani people being subjected to scarification, branded with hot irons like slaves in America had. They had their heads shaved. They were being subjected to piercings and or having their freaking ears cut off. Okay, so, much like the decrees of the Habsburg monarchies, many other countries tried to reprogram them to force them to assimilate and to lose their cultural identity by forbidding them to use their native language. Also, something we did. Other countries also took a page out of the Habsburg monarchy's playbook and forbade them from marrying one another. In the 1800s, Romania finally released their slaves around the time that America was freeing theirs, ours, whatever. After gaining their freedom, many traveled to the Americas, Africa, and Australia. Now, in the 19th century, areas outside Europe forbade Romani immigration, mostly in English-speaking areas. In 1880, Argentina prohibited their immigration. And in 1885, America also prohibited it. And then they all lived happily ever after. The end. God, I really wish I could get there. I don't want to go. I don't want to continue.
Linda, you promised. You promised, Linda.
I don't want to.
Linda, this is for history.
I don't want to, Jane.
This is for history.
Can I just rewrite it?
Are you in power? Are you in control?
No.
Then no, you cannot rewrite history.
But if I were a Disney animator,
well, then you could beautify it and
I'd add songs.
And you can,
and
you know,
they would sing.
You can add a not quite horrible age disparity between certain characters, and yeah, totally. You can definitely do that. But
yay!
People won't take it seriously because they know now.
Damn it. Okay. Everybody, take a nice deep breath. Okay, I guess it's gonna get a whole lot more awful. All right, puppies, kittens, being friends, being best friends, playing with each other. It's awesome.
Loan Bobart okay. is still losing her seat as of right now. So there. Does that make you happier?
Yay!
Okay, now go on with the sadness here. That's what I'm here to talk about. I'm here to bring you up and then you can bring yourself back down.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. It's like a bender. Cool. When Austria-Hungary split, many Roma residents were living in what became Austria, which was annexed by Nazi Germany, where the Roma were used for forced labor, experimented on, sterilized, and imprisoned in concentration camps. It's hard to get a precise number, and really, who would want to look into it? Not happy work. But it's estimated that somewhere between 250,000 and 2 million Roma people were murdered. And yes, I'm including victims of starvation, hypothermia, etc., as murdered. The Romani used the term for the Holocaust, primos, which means devouring. During this time, a lot of Roma wouldn't admit to being Roma because they reasonably feared being taken by the Nazis. They taught their children not to claim being Roma, and it adapted a fear of claiming their Romani heritage for generations. And I mean, you could easily see how that would come about. I mean, I've heard of many Native Americans in Canada and America basically going through the same thing, being severely taught not to, like in these fucking quote-unquote boarding schools, to not use their native language and basically to wash any part of their heritage out. And it's sad because, of course, it stops the stories from being passed on. It stops the language from being passed on. And I've heard some really awful stories of people being afraid, like just the thought of like being around somebody saying something in their native language would fill them with fear because they were so used to having an immediate punishment. So after the war, the Romani were still being oppressed and seen as a lower social stratum in many places throughout Europe. In fact, Roma women in Norway and Czechoslovakia were, back when it was Czechoslovakia, were forced or tricked into sterilization. This continued to as recently as the 1980s in Czechoslovakia and the 50s in Norway. Now, I have a quote saying that this policy was implemented with large financial incentives, threats of denying future welfare payments with misinformation or after administering drugs. So some women would go in for a procedure and or be medicated for something else entirely. And the doctor would, surprise, perform the sterilization without their consent or even their knowledge. Some women would come to and still not know that they have just been sterilized. And it's... So, puppies, kittens, in Norway, some Romani children were stolen from their families and forced into ethnic Norwegian homes or state institutions. When I first read this, I was thinking, God, that's awful. And some countries are so, you know, like, and even ours is so goddamn fucked up. Like, how could people not realize how hideous and evil this is? And then I saw that it continued in Czechoslovakia till the 1980s. And I was just, goddamn, like, what? Like, this sounds like the kind of shit that should have happened, like, not should have happened, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
it shouldn't have been
somewhere
that recent.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have been born around this time. Let's put it that way. Yeah. We should have still been, you know, a twinkle in like our great grandpa's eyes or something.
Exactly.
Yes, get it. I get it.
Like where women are being institutionalized for being, you know, for hysterics. Like, you know, basically PMS shit. Like, no, no, this is the 80s in Czechoslovakia and 50s in Norway. So everyone and everything is awful. So many Romani are still subjected to discrimination today. According to The Guardian, many Roma people live in destitution on camps with makeshift metal containers, and authorities in Italy have denied housing to Roma families because they consider these impoverished camps permanent housing. In the summer of 2010, French authorities demolished at least 51 illegal Roma camps and began the process of repatriating their residents to their countries of origin. In 2013, about 10,000 Roma were kicked out of France when law enforcement destroyed their camps. In Romania, there's still discrimination against the Roma, kind of like a lot of Black people in America, and yes, it's still going on, where Nicu Dimitru gives the example of a club that they caught prohibiting any Roma from entering. This is just a club, but they were prohibiting any Roma from entering. And he also shares an old saying in Romania that, you know, people have said it's one of those sayings that you say so many times, it kind of loses its meaning and you don't really think of the implication, where they say, don't get drawn as a gypsy at the shore. And parents have often attempted to get their children to behave by saying something to the effect of, if you don't behave, I'm going to give you to the gypsies. So before you start thinking, at least it hasn't been happening here in America. Many Roma have traveled a great distance from Romania to the Mexico-U.S. border seeking asylum from America. But U.S. Customs and Border Protection records show that hundreds of Romanian Roma refugees are apprehended by them every day. So please, for the love of dog, give me some happy news, Linda. Okay, more positive stuff. The Romani have been celebrated for their musical talents and contribution to the arts. They've been acknowledged for being influential to jazz, bolero, and flamenco music and dancing. According to the Roma Support Group, RSG, which is an organization that was created by the Roma people to promote awareness of Romani culture and traditions, the original traveling Romani populations supported themselves as performers, artisans, and tradespeople. They also supported themselves with mystic arts like fortune telling and charms, which is the main basis for the stereotype of gypsy fortune teller or gypsy curse. So there you go. I've been just kind of meditating, trying to think of some positive notes to end this on. The positive notes are that we are learning more about them. We're educating ourselves, and it may seem silly to some people, but we have shows like My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding. You know, like the really lets people in on the culture and to see that these aren't just a bunch of weirdos who are always in trouble with the law and fortune telling and cursing and all that, yada, yada, yada. They just like to have extravagant weddings. But
she loves this show, people. If you haven't been able to figure it out, I don't get it personally. When she first told me about this, I was like, this is a thing.
It's a thing.
I hate all reality television shows. So, I mean, this is not a slight at this. This is a slight at all reality television.
I love, like, any, like, sociological thing. Like, anything that gives me a look into, like, a glimpse into a different lifestyle or culture that I wouldn't normally, get to experience, I'm freaking there. And it shows that this show, like, it shows that there's so many different cultures within the culture. And it's like Americans, we're not all, you know, the same person. So you can't expect these people to all be the same type of person. Like, the point for my main objective with this episode is to learn more about something that intrigued me, and also to spread the knowledge, because I know even in some countries in Europe where, you know, they're still being discriminated heavily against, people may have a lot of stereotypes against them, but they may also not know a lot about them. And here in America, I feel like we haven't had that much exposure to these people. And I certainly never learned about their history. And so I wanted to share that. I wanted to share the knowledge and their plight, and just people understand that these are people, and you know, they're still getting shit on so goddamn hard. And it's I feel like it's one of those things where, like, the key to appreciating other cultures is understanding. So hopefully I could help a little bit with that. And if I could at least share some knowledge and make the world just maybe a fraction of a degree better, then mission accomplished. So everything is awful and everyone is awful, but we're good broomers and we're going to make the world a better place, right? Right? Yeah.
They're calling it for Fetterman right now against Dr. Oz.
See? Like, there is hope, people. There is hope.
There you are. I'm still, they're still
learning counting. Is half the battle. And you have amazing people like the activist Niku Dimitru getting the word out, and, you know, people out there trying to make a difference. Try to be one of them instead of, you know, that's what I was trying to do. Like, instead of admiring these people, just try to do a bit of it, of the work myself. So please get out there, learn more. And puppies and kittens, sexy bits. While you're at it.
I was thinking like, well, we can all do a little bit better, but I'm just like, okay, we can end on sexy bits too. So
not sexy bits of puppies and kittens. Let me be clear.
Well, now you just made it weird.
Linda, no weirdo. Okay, I am a weirdo, but not that brand of weirdo.
God, I hope not. That or else I have chosen friends poorly.
Actually, I have to admit that I was watching some of the videos with Niku Dimitro, and I was thinking, like, you know, he's really doing some great stuff for the world. I'm like, he's really pretty. He's doing some really good stuff for my world, too. And on that note, please.
Carla's not in the room, is he?
No. And he doesn't listen to my podcast in any way. And when he does, I'll hear it. I love you. Happy anniversary.
Oh, my God. It was recent, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I joke, but he really is my soulmate. He's just the best ever in the world.
Linda, it's okay. He's buying it. He's buying it. Shh, don't ever play it.
Like I said, he never listens to my shows. But even when I was like, when we had Cage's Kiss active, he listened to other Cage podcasts. Like, seriously. Thanks. I guess that says something about us. I don't know.
See, my husband doesn't listen to podcasts at all. So I'm just like, yeah, he's not going to listen to any of this shit. Doesn't matter what I say.
I really did get lucky with him, though. He's just rad. And we've been together for married for 8 years, together for 13. So going strong, baby. We had our first date on Dia de los Muertos. We had such a Carlo Linda first date. He took me to the bodies exhibit. And we went to Knock Knock when that was still a thing. And it was of course industrial metal night. And we went to we saw Black Dynamite in the movie theater. Anyway, so with all that, you don't care.
I'm sitting here to see if I can bring any other good election results news, but right now it's too close to call on a lot of crap, so I'm just like, I'll just wait. I don't want to get people excited about certain things.
Please listen, subscribe, rate, and review Bedknobs and Broomflicks on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, and all other podcast platforms. It helps us immensely. If you liked this minisode, please let us know. If you didn't like it, please let us know, but be kind. I have a very fragile ego. And remember, you can find us on Facebook and not so much on Facebook. I don't know why I even bother saying that anymore. I'm not active on there at all anymore, but you could find us on Twitter for the time being, at least, at Broomflix.
I was going to say, it's like, how much longer are you going to find us on Twitter at this point?
Right. Yeah.
Not that we're verified or anything, but man, I'm sticking around just to watch the cesspool happen because it's funny. After that, I'm out.
You know, they suspended Daniel Radcliffe's account.
I saw that Weird Al was posting about that. Yes. I was like, at first I was like, is this a joke? I was like, oh no, it's not a joke. What the fuck?
There. Okay. I got something positive. I saw the Weird Al movie. Weird.
Oh, you did?
It's amazing. And if you guys have access to it, it's on Roku channel. Please see it. It's so amazing.
I've been watching Avenue 5, if anybody's watched that before.
Yes!
That's a great show, too.
Oh, God, I love it so much.
You have, like, way too much time to, like, watch stuff, and I'm just like, I just have to pick my stuff at, like, certain intervals so I have some time to, like, focus on things, and then it's like, yeah, I'll get around to it.
I have ADD. I have always got something on in the background. Yeah, so remember you can find us. Also, you can email at us at broomflix@gmail.com. That's BROOMFLICKS. And check out our show at bedknobsandbroomflix.com. There you could check out Videorama and Cage's Kiss. Last but not least, if you'd like to help support us and a local bookstore while purchasing a book or a movie, please purchase through our affiliate page at bookshop.org/shop/broomflix. And until our next episode, you can find Jane and I LARPing the movie RRR.
I was seeing the game. It's like, I don't know which one I want to be more.
It's the greatest friendship of all time.
I mean, the bro love there is off the charts.
Yes, if you haven't seen RRR, fix that now. Watch it. I'd like to thank Doug Walters and Redwire Blackwire for allowing us to use their song Compass. And for our next minisode, I'd like to go back to favorite familiars and talk about Togo the dog. But we'll see when I could scrounge up the time for it. Until then, what's that got to do with my crystal knob?
I have no comment on that. I'm just
crystal ball, but crystal knob.
I know what a crystal ball is. Don't worry. Although we were talking about balls earlier, but not those kinds of balls. So, I mean, it's.
Well, it's not like the crystal skull. I wanted to make that clear.
Oh, God, that was some awfulness right there.
Yeah. That's
lots of bad crystal stuff. Yeah, this is going nowhere, really. We should probably just end it now. Yeah. Balls.